Hi there, and welcome to the ISIS Chemical Shipping News. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
What have you got for us this week, Nick?
Well, there's lots of arbitrage on the Atlantic, going westbound.
Excellent.
And there's busy business in the Med.
Excellent stuff. So what's this about arbitrage? What kind of products are we looking at?
Well, the price of benzene and caustic soda. There seems to be a shortage of caustic soda in the States for some reason. Maybe they've got lots of blocked trains, I don't know. But there is the price of caustic soda and benzene there has gone up. And therefore people are trying to sell what they have in the in Europe to the US. But it's on the cusp. It's right on the edge. So there was a ship that had fixed some benzene, for example, and it was on subs waiting for approval from the carriers, and it failed because the arbitrage closed.
Right.
So it's right on the edge, but it seems it's going to happen.
Because there's a lot of caustic sitting around on the quaysides in Europe, isn't there, at the moment?
There is. There's a lot of caustic available.
We've discussed that in previous weeks. So obviously they're scratching around looking for any kind of market that they can get. And I suppose, what about Asia to the US? What about across the Pacific?
Good question. There's a ship that was fixed, Aurora ship, that was fixed by brokers to sell from Korea to the States, carrying 38,000 tonnes of benzene. That ship was fixed for a lump sum of $1.8 million, works out at about $47 a tonne.
Sure.
Normally that would go for around about $85 a tonne.
So is that desperation or just because it's a very big cargo?
It's a large cargo. If that ship, which was fixed by Interchem, was filled with Interchem cargo, and I believe it wasn't. Brokers here have been telling me that they fixed about half that ship, i.e. they filled about half that ship with their own cargo, and about 50% of it they relet to BP and Colmar at a higher rate. So they're making a profit on the arbitrage, on the shipping rate as well.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Do we see much in the way of arbitrage traditionally between Asia and the US?
I think when it opens, it happens. But this particular fixture was a watershed, as it were. It was, people had been waiting for something to happen, and suddenly it was there. It was in the open.
There was a gap in the clouds, and they managed to just zip
exactly,
through it.
Yeah.
So what else is happening across the States? How are rates doing across the Atlantic?
The Atlantic rates have actually slipped a little. I've been told there was one ship which remained open in Rotterdam with 5,000 tonnes of space available. But the broker said it would have to be filled quickly because they can't afford it for it to stay in Europe. They need to get it back to the States because the eastbound trade is still going like a train.
Sure.
And that's all biodiesel still, and the ships are full. And that's still to do with the weakness of the dollar, I believe.
Yeah, because the dollar is pretty weak at the moment compared to the pound, certainly, and the euro. So
precisely.
It's very expensive for the Americans. Interesting to see how empty a ship can be and still just about be breaking even to get back across the Atlantic.
We don't know if they're just breaking even. The ship owners always tell you that.
Of course they do. I'd never lose a dollar on any cargo if I was a ship owner.
Absolutely not.
And what's happening with the European-Asian trade?
The European-Asian trade is also still strong. Brokers tell me that it's softened a little, but the rates have stayed. What they mean by softening is that there seems to be a bit more open space than there had been before. And that's partly to do with Golden Week and the holidays in Europe.
Golden Week?
Golden Week is a holiday week in Asia. And there seems to be a lot of cargo coming out, vegetable oil cargo coming out of the Black Sea, heading to the Arabian Gulf and other places east.
So that's taking up some of the slack?
Taking up some of the space. So.
Sure.
A lot of cargo still moving under contract in North Europe. It's a little bit slacker in the Baltic, I'm told. But again, rates have not really shifted. They're not losing money as such, but there's a few more open ships than there had been. North Europe is a problem. There doesn't seem to be many fixtures. There aren't a huge amount of cargoes available, but I'm told that a lot of that's moving under contract still. The southbound trade into the Med from North Europe is still looking, it's soft. In the Med, it's still very strong. Lots of cargo, lots of fixtures.
But I guess if you're an owner and a buyer of the space, it all works out quite nicely, doesn't it? Because you've got your rates fixed, you know how much you're...
That's
right. You're writing the ship off over a period of time. You know how much you're paying for the freight if you're a shipper. Then it's all good stuff, I suppose.
Yes.
And what's happening with the Stolt Sapphire? We talked about that going into harbour. How it's rather fixed about before Easter.
I've tried to speak to the yard, and they told me that I'd have to go to the owner. The owner is no longer saying anything, so I'm not sure whether she's still in the yard or not.
Maybe we should just get our spies out.
Our spies.
So if anybody sees the ship, do call, let us know.
Call the Stolt Sapphire. She may have been renamed to you.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you.
The contents of this recording are copyright, Reed Business Information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.